election gets much more dramatic than this, as Congressman Clyburn wrote the latest at the Democrats' backs.
Absolutely, David. One thing we've seen over the past few days is a tremendous sense of momentum going along with the Democrats. They feel they are close to getting this health care reform bill finally passed out of the House.
Thank you. not sustainable, and we will wind up having 60, 80, and 100 million uninsured if we sit back and do nothing. So while this is not a perfect bill, I'm sorry, not a perfect bill, it goes a long way to doing what we need to do.
Congressman Elliot Engel announcing that just on our air right now, you heard it there, that he will vote for the bill. He is no longer undecided. Congressman, thank you so much for breaking the news with us. We appreciate you coming on this morning. And again, put another one in the column of the Democrats passing this bill. Elliot Engel moves from undecided. He will vote for this bill. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, David.
You're welcome. As the vote gets closer, the Republican criticism is intensifying. You can imagine, of course, what goes through their mind when they hear live interviews like that. And everything but the kitchen sink is being thrown at the Democrats over this legislation. Representative Paul Ryan of Wisconsin says Democratic leaders have abused the confidentiality of the Congressional Budget Office by releasing a preview of their cost estimate. Ryan says Democrats used the figures to tip the debate in their favor. Missouri Senator Kent Bond is criticizing President Obama's decision to delay his trip to Asia in order to wait out Sunday's vote. Bond said, instead of continuing his push to force this government takeover of health care down the throats of the American people, the president should seize this opportunity to expand economic opportunities in Indonesia and Australia for American workers, farmers, and small businesses. And Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King is using religion to criticize the Democrats. In a radio interview, King said voting on Sunday was offensive, heretical, and an affront to God. Again, the big news, Congressman Elliot Engel said that he will vote for health care reform. so difficult?
Well, it's not good, and relations between Israel and the United States may have been strained under Israel's plans to build more settlements in Arab East Jerusalem. But that telephone conversation Thursday between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton seems to have repaired some of the damage. Now, according to Israeli sources, Netanyahu said he'll make some concessions on travel restrictions for Palestinians in the West Bank, and he might consider releasing some Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. All that in an effort to restart direct peace talks with Palestinian leaders. But there's no word on what Israel might have promised over plans for future settlements in the occupied territories. Some Israelis are saying that the Israeli government under Prime Minister Netanyahu will probably adopt a don't-ask-don't-tell policy. In other words, continue building the settlements, but try and keep it quiet from now on.
And this is Tom Haskell live. Thank you very much. And again, the story will continue to ratchet up in intensity because Prime Minister Netanyahu is coming here to Washington next week. A lot of speculation here in D.C. about whether President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu will meet themselves to try to discuss a bunch of this. Anyway, Tom Haskell, thank you very much. Apparently, nobody is off limits when it comes to conservative